Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. You know, I don't know a lot of people who love, love, love filing their taxes, but for a lot of people in this country, it's not as simple as love and hate when it comes to filing their taxes. There are actual real systemic barriers that prevent some Canadians from getting that work done. And that matters because they could be missing out on benefits, on tax credits. It's a really important thing. So we're going to talk about these issues and ways that government and nonprofits and all those interested in helping vulnerable Canadians can make a difference to this group of folks. François Boileau is Canada's taxpayers ombudsperson, and he joins us now. Hello there.
Yes. Hello. Glad when to be you with say, you again.
Well, thank you so much for returning. When you talk about vulnerable Canadians, give us a flavor for people who are in that category as you see it.
Actually, there are more than 850,000 people that are non-filers. So what does it mean? It means that, as you just said in your intro, it means that not only they don't file, but they don't get the benefit that they could be entitled to. So they're not all in the Pandora papers, right? Mm. So it's it can be very eclectic. We are talking about seniors, housing insecure individuals, indigenous peoples, modest income individuals, newcomers as well, persons with disabilities, students. There's a whole wide range of people that fit into the vulnerable population category, but how to address them, we need to have different strategies in terms to not only regionally, because the difference, it could be quite different from, say, Toronto, the suburbs of Toronto, within communities, Mandarin, Punjabi, that speaks that language, and Regina, which is completely different, and northern residents as well. So
sure,
it needs to be on cue on these differences and address them in a way that will actually make a difference.
What are the most common reasons? And I know you've just said it's a whole bunch of different people with different circumstances, but if you were to simplify or summarize, what are some of the most common reasons why they don't file their taxes?
And this is really to summarize, because there could be a wide variety again. But the most common would be the complexity of filing and not so much benefit for the work that is that you have to put through filing. So that's why there are so many new initiatives from CRA to simplify. We're talking about simplify forms. We're talking about the Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, the CVITP, that helps individuals to actually with professionals that will help them to file. It's people, they don't see the relevance of putting that much work, and because they don't see it. But it has tremendous impact. It's not only the benefits from the federal program, federal government, but it can also be, filing is usually used by provincial government and some municipal government as well. So if you're missing out, you're missing out not only on federal benefits, but perhaps provincial ones as well.
And I can understand where the confusion would lie, because I think a lot of people would say, geez, I've earned some money, and if I file my taxes, I'm going to have to pay more. And what you're saying is, in fact, you might not have to pay more. You might get more back from taking that.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
And make it being eligible. Can you give us an example of benefits or credits that are triggered by a tax filing?
Well, the most common would certainly be the CCB, the Canada Child Benefit. If you don't file, you don't get the CCB. And with many, actually millions of families, they depend on the CCB each and every month to in order to survive and to pay their houses, apartments. So CCB is certainly one that is extremely important. Another one would be the GST, HST credit, or the GIS, what's the name for GIS?
Guaranteed Income Supplement?
That's correct. Thank you.
Woo! 100 points for Bruce. What is it? Tell us about the community volunteer income tax program, because this is one way in which the CRA and your office can get their tentacles out to more humans who could use this support.
Well, the CDITP program, so the Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, it's basically it's volunteer organizations that complete tax returns for eligible individuals. It's free of charge, of course. And it's to ensure that they receive or continue to receive the benefit payments that they are entitled to. And some, you have to be an eligible individual, but if you're, you know, indigenous, 65 years old and older, modest income, as I said earlier on, you can have access to those free volunteer organizations. And there's a list of, so they try to make themselves known, and it's been quite a challenge over the last few, well, the last 2 years because of COVID. They couldn't go in and help people. For instance, usually or before the pandemic, they could go into retirement homes and do the filing over there with the people. But now, over the last year, they were able only to send portables, and but still, who will actually put the numbers down? So,
how does one become a volunteer? What does it take to become a volunteer?
If you know the system a little bit, it doesn't have to be a rocket like a NASA scientist. Mm. You know how to do your own returns, and we're talking about people that have simple issues. We're not talking about complexity. They can charge their own staff to do their returns for them. But if it's simple enough, you go there and you offer your services. There are many students and that they go into these organizations, and there's a list that you can find on the CRA website as well, and type in CDITP and do the research, and you're in.
There has been so much work over the last couple of decades on behavioral science, and in particular on pensions. One of the big insights is, instead of getting people to sign up for a company pension, for example, you just auto-enroll them. You assume that they're enrolled. Can't we apply that thinking here? Because so many of the demographic groups that you've talked about have some relationship with various programs. They probably have social insurance numbers. Couldn't they just be auto-enrolled such that they didn't have to file their taxes, that they were done automatically?
It's funny you should mention that, because listen to this. So in the prime minister, the current prime minister in 2015 and 2010 asked the Minister of National Revenue to do this, proactively contact Canadians who are entitled to but are not receiving tax benefit. But in 2021, the Prime Minister asked the Minister to work with stakeholders and community organizations to continue to develop and implement free automatic tax filing services for simple returns to ensure Canadians receive the benefits that they need. So this is a priority now from the, you know, directly from the Prime Minister to the Minister of National Revenue. And they have already had some, it's still not yet widespread. So there's a, how do you say that? Projects. It's like,
right.
So there's a file my return. So it's something that you can free automated phone service to autofile income tax return. Again, it has to be simplified. It has to be, individuals who already receive a letter from the CRA inviting them to use the service. So we're not talking about non-filers here. We're talking about people that are used to file. So if it's so, you can use this free automated phone service. But there are also I know it's a priority for there's a pilot project. That's the word.
There it is.
There's a pilot project coming on to try to do this, but we're not there yet.
Right.
It's something that ought to be developed further.
Yes, I'll snap my fingers and it'll just happen. There we go. Snapping. Perfect. Good. Okay, one last question before we go. I can see the role of the CRA in this.
Yeah.
Tell me about the role of the ombudsperson's office, because when I hear that word, I think you're the dude I call to complain to. So what is the role of your office in helping vulnerable Canadians?
It's more the systemic role that I'm, you know, I have a dual role, a role with individual complaints, of course, like you just said, but also to look at issues in a broader and view. And for me, if there's non-filers, I have to understand why there is a non-filers and how can we reach them. So I looked already, we looked, the staff have been incredible. We've looked at everything that the CRA has done throughout the last few years and their action plan. And we're trying to fill, okay, so in terms of what now, what are you doing? What are your projections to do and to try to reach those vulnerable population in the years to come, and try to figure out a way with non-for-profit organization, volunteer organization, to what's missing. So to listen to them, to listen because they know on the ground the needs of their own population. Sure. And so to be able to listen and be the link, be an agent of change, if I can be. So if when you're an ombudsman, if you're not an agent of change, then you're not doing your job. Yeah. So that's the focus.
Well, keep doing your job, François. And thank you for joining us today.
It's been fantastic.
Merci, François. François Boileau, Canada's Taxpayers Ombudsperson. He was here to talk about vulnerable Canadians and the importance of all Canadians, but in particular, those who can benefit from credits and programs for filing their taxes.